Left for Dead by Caroline Mitchell. Performed by Elizabeth Nolden. Samuel relaxed into his leather chair. Elegant yet modern, his corner office gleamed with polished chrome and artful design. Like many contemporary spaces in central London, his windows were floor length and wall to wall. None of his colleagues questioned the telescope fixed on the streets below. His unconventional approach to advertising had earned him his reputation as a people watcher, and many tried to emulate him. If only they knew just how much he enjoyed getting under people's skin. The vibration of his mobile phone diverted his attention, the image of his family flashing up on the screen. He answered without hesitation.
Guess what, Daddy, guess what?
Megan's excited tones filtered down the line. People said she was the image of him, with her brooding brown eyes and mahogany hair. She was advanced, too. At the age of 6, she was more than capable of dialing his number. However, such phone calls were strictly limited to special occasions. Megan had been fussing over her wobbly tooth for weeks now. The lisp in her voice warmed Samuel's heart.
Oh, what could it be? He teased.
Has the cat had kittens?
No,
Megan giggled.
Harvey's a boy.
So he is. Let me see.
Has Mummy grown a beard?
Another giggle.
Don't be silly, Daddy.
You'd better tell me what it is then.
Samuel's smile carried in his voice. Like his wife, he still retained his Essex accent and remained true to his roots.
My tooth came out,
Megan squeaked, barely able to contain her excitement.
Nice one! You know what that means, don't you? The Tooth Fairy will be visiting you tonight.
Unlike her older sister, Megan had been planned. Things were so much nicer this time around, now they weren't stressing over money. Megan wanted for nothing, which was exactly how Samuel liked it. As his daughter chatted, his eyes roved around the room. He called it splitting, his ability to interact in a perfectly normal way, while at the same time giving the darker side of his nature free rein. He could easily conduct a presentation on digital trends while contemplating how much force was needed to keep a victim compliant but unbruised. His eyes fell on the advertising masterpieces lining his walls. These were the campaigns that had earned him his large family home in Notting Hill. To his right, a framed photo of his wife and two children stood on his desk. To his left was an industry award. The necklace he had bought as an anniversary present for his wife was stored in the top drawer of his desk. The second drawer was locked. His own personal treasure trove.